Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by UC Davis.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Our healthcare team this morning has a scoop that I love. HHS Secretary Tom Price took private jets for five different official trips last week. The flights cost tens of thousands of dollars more than commercial travel. The private air travel is definitely a break from his Obama-era predecessors. There's a big misconception out there that politicians take jets everywhere. They don't. Cabinet secretaries oftentimes fly commercial. The vast majority of politicians, especially members of Congress, fly commercial through awful airline hubs just like we do.
The Senate left town Tuesday afternoon for the week with a definite sense that Graham Collins' healthcare bill had a serious chance of becoming law. Don't mistake Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's silence for indifference or uncertainty. Sungmin Kim and Burgess Everett are reporting that Senate Republicans are already ripping Kentucky Senator Rand Paul for rejecting the bill. Senators Lisa Murkowski and John McCain remain the critical votes.
If the bill passes the Senate, Rachel Bade and Kyle Cheney report that House Republicans would be under tremendous pressure to take up the legislation and pass it through their chamber, though it's no sure thing. Republicans in the Capitol seem fairly confident that they'll be able to get it through the House. I also am skeptical. Meanwhile, Jen Habercorn reports that Senate Democrats are considering tying up the repeal debate for days through procedural tricks. If Senate Democrats had their way, it would drag the debate past the September 30th deadline. There's also some stiff outside opposition to the bill, including from healthcare groups, patient advocates, and even some red state governors, all of whom oppose passage.
President Trump tweeted last night at 10:41 p.m., quote, "I was saddened to see how bad the ratings were on the Emmys last night. The worst ever. Smartest people of them all are the deplorables." Meanwhile, the AP is reporting that Mexico is digging out after the country faced the deadliest earthquake in decades. And Puerto Rico is preparing to face Hurricane Maria. The hurricane could be the strongest that has ever hit the U.S. territory.
Donald Trump is still in New York today, where he'll meet with the King of Jordan and the president of the Palestinian Authority. He'll have a working lunch with African leaders before meeting with UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Trump is also scheduled to meet with Egyptian President al-Sisi. The Wall Street Journal reports that Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller's office interviewed Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. BuzzFeed is reporting that Mueller's team is focused on Paul Manafort's history at least 11 years back.
We have a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning that shows Trump's poll numbers are rebounding. After months of declining poll numbers, the president's approval ratings have stabilized and even ticked up slightly over the past month. The poll found that following a low of 39% in the Politico Morning Consult poll last month after his controversial reaction to the violent protests in Charlottesville, Trump is back at 43% in this week's survey. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.